Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 3, we were talking about the counsel of God with respect to crowns and rewards that we will have in heaven. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, the next counsel here in verse 18 is not to only buy of him gold that we may be rich, but also white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Now, friend, there are three words that we should identify in this statement. First of all is the word shame. Shame is defined as shunning that which is unworthy. This is often ignored because this shame is not seen in this life. But when it is, you'll just be starting eternity. In 1 John 2:28 it says, "And now, little children, abide in him." Why? That when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. And you see, my friend, we just kind of overlook things. We really don't take for truth what the Bible says here about having white raiment. We ignore the truth. And it's because we lack the ability to understand the shame. But when we do see it, because we don't see it in this life, it'll be too late as a Christian, because you'll be entering into eternity, and you'll appear before him with shame. And he added there, nakedness, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Nakedness is defined as naked or destitute of convenient or decent clothing. In this passage, it's referring specifically to spiritual clothing. In Matthew chapter 7, and verses 17 through 20, we read this: "Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them." Now, be clothed spiritually as you ought to be clothed. Too many are simply barren in their understanding of doctrine, and they therefore cannot handle the meat of God's word, and therefore they are not living by the word of God, and their tree, their fruit, which God willed that they bear, that he would that they bear, now is a dead root. It's just not going to bear. And so the Lord says, okay, remove that tree and let's plant in a new seedling. Let's find someone else for that job. Let's find someone else for that call, because this person is naked. They're just not producing fruit. So he says, "By white raiment thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear." You know what the word appear means? It means to make manifest. To remove the lid for all to see, to reveal. We're reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, where it reads, "Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God." Well, when God makes known the secrets of your heart, the counsels of your heart, the intentions that you had, many times it's going to show that there was no meditation in the Word of God. And as a result, there was no action based on the Word of God. All we exercised was religion. Now, by the way, he says, then shall every man have praise of God. How could you have praise of God when we see that that verse said that even the hidden things of darkness, the manifesting the counsels of the hearts, making it known out there, how are we going to have praise at that point? I think it's because we'll see how great the grace of God is in saving our souls. And even the best of saved people will realize that God's grace was abundant to save their soul. As we think now of white raiment, we think of something that is seen in that it is raiment. It's on the outside. And in the use of white, it is pure. It is without spot and blemish. Do you meditate on the Word of God to the point that you act on it? You do what it says. That's what Christ's counsel is. But that's the works. That's what men can see. But their works is not being done to be seen. Their works, that's a result of what God has put in your heart. And it spills over into your life through the study and meditation of God's Word. Now, keep it in mind that all three pieces of counsel here in verse 18 that Christ is giving, and it is He that is giving it for Himself to you. This is a personal thing. And He's calling for the believer to buy. And yet, as we stated earlier and pointed out in Isaiah 55, this is not purchased with money. It's interesting to me that some false religions, and any religion's false that does this, goes around telling people they can pray their people that have died and they believe might have gone to hell or some kind of other punishment, that they can pray them out of there, but they've got to pay enough money. And people are taken in by that falseness and that heresy and that deceit and that wickedness. And they actually pay money, and these guys go through and do rites for them and various things. They pray. And my friend, that doesn't do it. Every one of us shall give an account of himself before God, the Bible tells us. Jesus died for your sin, but he must be accepted in this life. And one second after death, it's too late. And the same thing abides for the Christian. One second after death, it's going to be too late to do anything else for the Lord. Only one life 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Now, we find here in having white raiment that it is speaking of separation from the world. In 1 John 2:15 through 17, we're told to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. And if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. God says the love of the Father is not in you. It doesn't matter how much you protest and say it is, it's not in you. And the Lord says those that want to be worldly don't love him. And if that's what God says, then that's what God means. But we also see that this is speaking of what the life of Christ in us should reveal. And the things that it should reveal is not pleasing to the world, but it's glorious in heaven's eyes. These believers are from a different world. They're going to a different world. Their citizenship is in heaven. And so these believers here at Laodicea needed to be different from the world. And such action would result in scorn and persecution from the world. But my friend, true spiritual and eternal blessing comes from Christ. And that blessing is enjoyed for eternity, not for the short span here on earth. So these folks needed clothed in the righteousness of Christ. In Philippians 3, 9 and 10, we read this, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death." My friend, when I look at a passage like that, and I think of the Apostle Paul, here's a man who was 5 times beaten with whips, 39 stripes each time. 3 times he was beaten with rods. He suffered perils among robbers, among thieves, from his own countrymen. He suffered cold, nakedness, and hunger, and thirstings. And it was often for the cause of Christ. And the guy was a night and a day in the deep. So he knew what it was to be in danger, in need, and to be really in the hard places of life. All for the name of Christ. But he says, I don't want to be found having my righteousness. No, I don't want to accept it on that level of that I am righteous or the righteousness that I have. No, he says, I want the righteousness which is in Christ. And so he says that I may know him. You would think anybody that went through those things would know him. And yet, he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. He is believing so strongly in the resurrection of Christ. He keeps on keeping on. And the fellowship of his suffering. He calls it a partnership. That's what the fellowship there means. It's a partnership in suffering with Christ. Been made conformable unto his death. A pure and holy sacrifice. And what a wonderful goal that every Christian should have in their life. Now, because these clothes are white, it is calling the filthy clothes of the world to repentance. We're reminded again of 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.